Well, praise the Lord. Welcome, everyone. This is Word and Power, and I am Pastor Steve Akers, and I'm glad you've tuned in today. What an awesome time we're going to have. It's just wonderful to gather around the Word of God, and I'm so glad that you were able to come and listen to the Word today and to gain knowledge of God, to increase your knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus. And you know, if you haven't made Jesus Lord of your life, today is the day of salvation. All you need to do is just believe who he is, believe what he did, invite him into your heart. Just say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart right now. I make you my Lord and Savior. I give you my life. What a difference that is. And when you do that, you're saved. You're born again. And that alters your life completely. You now have the gift of eternal life. All your sins have been forgiven. And what an awesome thing that God has done for us. And we all benefit from it, and such a difference in the way we live our lives from this point forward because we did accept him. So if you did that, you are part of the family of God. You know, praise God for that. It's awesome. Angels in heaven are rejoicing right now because you gave your life to Jesus. And if you already know Jesus, then you're rejoicing for those that have now come into the family of God. Praise the Lord. What a way to start off a program. And so we're so grateful that you're here, you're listening, and you're hungry for more of God. And that's what this is all about. We're here to share with you what God's put on of our hearts, to love you, to pray for you, whatever God leads us to do for you. So if we can help you increase in your knowledge of Jesus and increase in your ability to walk in victory and power all the time, that's our heart's cry. And that's what God has put on our heart for you. So praise the Lord. We just give him praise. Let's pray before we start, and then we'll get into a brand new lesson. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a series we're going to teach for a while. And I know you will enjoy it because it is the Word of God. And how could you not enjoy the Word of God? Because it's life. There's life to each one of us as we embrace it. So let's go ahead and pray together. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and honor. We just thank you for the opportunity to be on radio. We thank you that we can speak and lots of people can hear the word and hear your heart because you love them, Lord, because you want to increase them. You want to share with them more and more of the revelation of who Jesus is and how we can walk in the fullness of everything that he did on that cross. So we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless every person listening. We ask you to increase them, heal them, deliver them, set them free. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Wow, what a way to start. I tell you, it's exciting already to have even begun the lesson. We're going to begin this series. We're going to talk to you about who you are in Christ. And the echo part of that on the backside is, who is Christ in you? And as we study and learn that during this series, and it'll take several weeks to get it done, we're going to begin to just deal with some things. And a lot of times you may not know what Scripture says about your identity in Christ. Because when you get born again, you take on a new identity. You take on a new person. Scripture tells us that old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And so as we embrace the truth and the freedom of what God has brought into our lives through Jesus, our identity changes. Who we are in Christ changed because we got born again. And so that's a powerful thing to get to wrap around and get your mind renewed and get your heart changed and get in faith, believing and trusting what God has said, but not only just what he said, but what he said about you and what he said about me. And so that's where we're at today. That's what we're going to start. And we're going to get into it. And oh, it's an awesome teaching because it's just so much of God, so much of his richness and his love towards each one of us. So who we are in Christ. Now, I want to deal with four things real quickly as we get started, sort of set the stage. There's four things that I'm going to present that will block the Word of God in your life. It'll stop it from action. It will cause it to have a not effect in your life. And these four things we have to watch for, we have to be careful of, and we'll get more into them as we go. But number one would be tradition or religion. See, Jesus is not religious. Our relationship with him is just that. It's a relationship. Jesus is not based on religion. He's based on relationship. He wants a relationship with you and with me and with every other person on the face of this earth. He wants relationship, not just religion or a bunch of rules and regulations. That's not what Jesus is about. He's about relationship. He's about the love of the Father shed to you through Jesus dying on the cross and redeeming you back to the Father. It's about love. It's about that relation, that personal relationship. So a tradition or religion will just cut the Word of God off because it tends to attack the relationship. Number two, Satan will steal what we hear. You got to be careful and guard the fact that just like as you're listening to my voice right now, don't let Satan steal what I'm saying. Don't let Satan steal what the Lord is going to say through me. Guard on that. Don't let him come and lie to you. Satan is a liar. John 8:44 says that he is the father of lies and there's no truth in him. And we have to know that if he's talking, he's lying. So number one, tradition of religion. Number two, Satan will come and steal. And we find that in Mark chapter 4, verse 15. And the tradition and thing we find in Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. So that'll give you a good reference to go back and check. Number three is hearing and not doing. James chapter 1, verse 22. We got to be doers of the word, not just hearers. We can hear and hear and hear and hear and never do it. We end up deceiving ourselves. So these things will block. Number four, of course, is unbelief. When you get into doubt and unbelief, you can't trust God. And see, faith is based in trusting God, trusting that what he said he will do, what he said he meant. So these four things are critical in understanding that they will block the effect of God's word in your life. They will block the power of his word working in your life. And so we want to watch for those four things. Now that's tradition and religion. Satan will steal from you what you have heard, hearing and not doing, and then unbelief, doubt and unbelief. And when you get into that arena, it just short circuits everything. Because when God gives you a promise and you don't believe that promise, then the promise won't work. Because we have to accept God's word by faith, just like we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior by faith. We accept God's word by faith. What God said is true. It's an absolute truth. It's the final authority in our life. He said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we have to lean on his word, because his word is what he said. Even in Genesis chapter 1, it talks about the word of God came forth because it says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God's whole demeanor, if you would, is that he sees within him what he wants. He speaks and it becomes. That's faith in full operation. And in an instant, we've been created in his image and likeness. So he's put into us a portion of how he worked. When we speak things, it's important because we need to speak what God says. So let's begin. Kind of get you a foundation there and get you stirred up, because I want you to get excited about who you are in Christ Jesus. Number one, let's talk about this. We are unique. Now the thing to understand about that is that uniqueness means that, in God, it's like this. To be unique in God means that I am the only one. I am one of a kind. I am an original, not a copy. God doesn't make copies. Every human being on the face of the earth is the only one. God's not going to make another one just like you. And part of that reason is because God likes diversity and he likes uniqueness. But he also has a job for you. He has a destiny for each one of us. And only we can fulfill that destiny. So when we understand that, it makes us unique to the point that, it's almost like you could say it this way, say, I'm God's favorite. But see, we're all God's favorite because God is capable of doing that. Now, we're not. We can have a favorite friend or a favorite, and we can't handle more than one favorite, but God can handle us all as his favorites. So that's God. And so in Genesis 1:26, it said, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And then in Psalms 139, verse 14, it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth this quite or right well. We're made in God's image and likeness. So see, you don't be putting yourself down. Don't be saying I'm worthless, I'm no good. Don't be speaking those things over your life, because you were made in God's image and likeness. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are unique. You are an original. You are not a copy. And so when we understand that, and it's not so that we can be prideful or arrogant. That's not what it's about. It's so we can have confidence and assurance in the God we serve, knowing that what he said is true will come to pass, because it cannot come, you know, it can't just lay there and become dormant. It must perform what God said, because that's what God said. That's the way he works. He said, my word goeth forth, it shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I sent it to do. So his word is better. So in that, when he says you are unique, you are wonderfully and fearfully made, that's exactly what he meant. So why should we say something different? Why should we disagree with God or get out of unity with God because we decided to say that, well, I'm not too bright, or I'm not too this, or I'm not smart, or no, God mustn't have been talking about somebody else. No, he was talking about you. He was talking about me. We are unique. We're set apart. We're like God. We've been made in his image, made in his likeness. We have dominion. We're wonderfully and fearfully made. We need to understand those things. We need to know that. And just to grasp the hold of that, you can, well, let me take it to another place real quick before we run out of time here today. In Mark chapter 12, verse 30, it says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. And then it says to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, we've all heard those things, and we know them. But here's this thing that most people don't quite comprehend about that. It says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's understood there. So, and everybody loves themselves. Everybody wants to take care of themselves and wants to be blessed and wants to be happy. So as we take care of ourselves, as we love ourselves, we then have to love our neighbors, because that's the commandment of God. But you see, in that, many times we can't love our neighbors because we despise ourselves. See, when you become a new creature in Christ, when you get born again, there's no need for you to put yourself down, because God didn't. See, that's the beauty of the love of God, is he accepted you just like you are. He took you, but he loves you so much, he doesn't want to leave you where you were at, and you're going to grow in him. But the beautiful part of it is you are accepted right where you at. You are accepted and loved. Wow, what a powerful, if we can just get an understanding of that God loves us so much, and we need to love ourselves, not in a wrong way, not in a prideful, arrogant way. But we love ourselves because God commanded us to love ourselves. Because then we can properly love one another and fulfill the commandments that Jesus has given us. What a powerful way. You know, what if we can just grab a hold of that today? If you get nothing else today, get that. It would be awesome. And we have run out of time, so we will be back next week, and I pray you will be there. But this is Word and Power Ministries. We are at P.O. Box 521870, Longwood, Florida, 32752-1870, USA. Our email address, if you need to get to us, is info@wordandpower.us. And also, you can get on the World Wide Web and find us at www.wordandpower.us. Wow, I am glad you tuned in today. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week and hearing and talking and whatever. God loves you. We love you. Don't ever forget that. God loves you, and we love you, and we'll see you next week.